You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
In the spirit of reconciliation, We Are Theatre and Theatrically Allowed acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hello, theatre fans. Welcome back to the We Are Theatre podcast. Today, I am here with Bonnie and Clyde, Blake and Tegan, to talk about Bonnie and Clyde coming to the Hayes Theatre starting this weekend. Hey, guys. How are we?
Hi. So good. So good.
We've become each other.
Yeah.
Amazing. And that's what we want, considering that was pretty much who Bonnie and Clyde were.
Yes.
Stuck at the hip. So, let's dive in to you guys individually before we dive into the show. We'll start with Tegan. How did you get into performing and start doing what you're doing? Big questions that you probably weren't expecting. Here we go.
Was not expecting the big questions. How did I get into performing? I was one of those children who danced growing up. I did calisthenics for 7 years, which I don't, where are you, Josh?
I'm New South Wales. So.
Oh, you are in New South Wales. Yeah. So I did that. And then I said to my mum that in calisthenics, you're not allowed to smile.
Yeah.
And I found it really, really hard to not smile during any performance. And I said to mum one competition, I want to do something where I'm allowed to, you know, smile and express. And so I moved to dancing, and then I danced growing up, did all the amateur theatre shows and all that kind of stuff, and just loved it, and sort of fell into it that way. I was telling Blake the other day when we were out that I kind of was competitive, and someone told me to audition for the VCA, and I had no idea what that was, and so I was like, well, yeah, I'll audition and I'll get in. So I auditioned, I got in, and then I was like, oh no, I don't actually want to do it, like I just wanted to like get into it. So the rest is history, really. I went on and did 2 years at the VCA, and then got my first show after that, and here we are.
Blake, memory lane for you.
Well, I didn't always want to do this as like a career, but I always loved like performing. I did, similar to Tegan, I was doing like dance classes when I was a kid. And I think I did like my work experience in year 10 was at this architecture firm, and I'd been working so hard to like, you know, make a good impression. And as soon as I got there, I was like, this is just terrible. Like, I just hate all of it, all of this like office, no creativity, no nothing. It was just the worst. And so I went back to high school and changed up all my subjects and made them into the ones that I liked to do but wouldn't necessarily get a career out of. And I just worked hard and similar to Tegan, went to the VCA, rest is history.
Here we are. So we're doing a show, Bonnie and Clyde. Now, this is a really cool story because it's a true story that some people might not know about, because it's not really a big thing here in Australia, and it's not very heavily touched on in like mainstream media when it comes to movies and TV shows. So let's go into individually who you are as Bonnie and Clyde, and give us your little elevator pitch of your character for people coming to this show, who they're going to see you guys as. We'll start with you, Blake.
So I play Clyde Barrow, who grew up quite rough, and was constantly in and out of jail and constantly told that he wouldn't be anything. And we see in the play him and Bonnie pretty much rewrite their story and elevate themselves to being American folklore.
Yeah. That solid pitch. That was good.
Thanks.
Tegan.
Competitive. I played Bonnie Parker. She, like Clyde, grew up in basically the height of the Great Depression in America, and had massive dreams, wanted to be a poet. She was very intelligent. So she wanted to be a poet, she wanted to be an actress, a singer, really determined, a young woman who then obviously had her dreams sort of dampened by the fact that there was really no way out of West Dallas. And then she met Clyde, and the rest is history, really. Yeah. She became famous for all the things that, she didn't expect, I'm sure.
100%. Really interesting story, like obviously being a part of the Great Depression, crime was running wild through the US at this point. We see Al Capone mentioned throughout the story and everything like that. Doing your character study and kind of getting to know these people, where did you go? How did you find kind of non-biased opinions to kind of figure out who these people actually were to be able to draw inspiration or knowledge from to build your character into what you're putting on stage in the coming weeks?
Do you want to go first?
You can just jump in.
Okay. I think I found, you said trying to like find non-biased opinions, but I think it is important to find the ones that were biased, because, you know, during their heyday, they're in the court of public opinion, they went from being heroes to villains so quickly.
Cool.
And that was kind of odd to sort of see that, because we see that with celebrities today all the time. Yep. You know, one week they're, you know, the belle of the ball, and then the next week it's a scandal. And I think it was important for me with my character study to find the humanity of him and to try to not justify his actions, but to see how someone in that position could make those actions. Yeah. And it really taught me a lot about how people will do, or what people will do in the pursuit of their dreams, and then by extension, the pursuit of the dreams of those they love, and how that can sort of really just tunnel vision you into doing some pretty dire stuff for, but still somehow connected in a true place.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. Tegan?
Well, I think adding to that, then we then go to the script, and the script really tells a version of Bonnie and Clyde that is their love affair and their obsession with each other, which it does sort of get talked about a little bit in all the research that we did. But I think it's the version that we're doing this musical is definitely telling it from their point of view and their love story. So we also get to create that and not just rely on things that we have read about them. So
yeah,
it's been fun.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. It's not very often either you get to tell stories as actors that everybody knows the like outcome to. So sometimes people will be seeing this with no knowledge at all, but I'd say 90% of people that are going to come see the show will know Bonnie and Clyde and know how it ended. What do you think there is in this show to captivate people that know the story and know who they are? What does this script and music bring to the table that will kind of make people bite in and be engaged for the 2.5 hours that this show runs for?
Good luck.
No, you go.
No. I was just going to say, again, it's the love. It's the, you fall in, well, I mean, I'm probably biased because I'm in it, but you fall in love with Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
And it's this weird, it's even weird as actors playing it that you're kind of like, I'm not supposed to like this person. This person went and killed people and robbed people and all that. But you do absolutely fall in love with them. And you almost excuse and forgive their behavior. So I think that'll be a surprise to, well, possibly be a surprise to some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think culturally Australians will latch onto Bonnie and Clyde in a similar way that, you know, when we have like the Kelly gang here, where that, you know, that's created its own like Australian folklore. And there's also just that thing of like the underdog, like Australians are so willing and ready to just help the little guy. So I feel like that'll be a nice, hopefully audiences will connect with that.
Yeah.
But I think what attracted me most to this is the score. The score is just like nothing else out there like it. There's elements of soul and R&B and country and folk music. It's such an eclectic score, and to get to sing it all the way through, you really see the expanse of how much they wanted to get out of what it was like to live that in that time.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point with all like the different genre kind of pulls, is that when you think about the lay of America today and where Bonnie and Clyde kind of operated, all of those genres are represented up and down that US coast of all the states they ran through. Like that's actually really interesting, like musically as well. These personalities, putting them, big personalities onto a small stage, bringing that into a really intimate, unique venue, being the Hayes. I know you guys, I don't think you guys have seen the set yet at recording of this, but by the time it comes out, you will have. What are you most excited for about getting this show into a really intimate, unique space where people are literally right on top of you and you can tell it straight to their face? Tegan, off you go.
What am I most excited about? You stumped me there. We haven't seen the set. I don't know what it's going to look like. there's a little bit of apprehension still there about like what's going to happen. But I think it is, you know, one of our big themes of the show is intimacy. And you, like in the Hayes, you are absolutely going to be a part of this story. You're not looking on from a distance. Yeah, you're going to almost live and breathe it with us. So that's always thrilling and petrifying as an actor to do something in such a small space like that. Because the audience can see absolutely everything and can absolutely tell if you're faking it. So, it'll be a good challenge.
Blake, anything to add?
I think it's the perfect space for something like this. Like the audience is being invited into the psyches of two of these, you know, people who were real people. And yeah, I think it'll be a very intimate experience. Yeah, you don't want to miss it in a space like this, because like if you've got questions about, oh, it's such a big thing to have it in such a small space, it's like it'll only be in this teeny tiny theater for 4 short weeks, so you want to make sure you come along to it.
Yeah, I've got two tickets booked. I'm coming on two different nights to make sure I'm getting everything, so
oh great,
you guys will be sick of me by the end of it. But I think that's a really cool thing about Hayes is what's it like from an actor's perspective as well? Because Hayes is really unique for not having a kind of barrier as an actor. Like on your bigger theatres, you've got either an orchestra pit or a 3-foot drop to the audience. On the Hayes, that front row is dead on the same floor that you're sitting on, nothing in between you. So
and walking through the center aisle and you know, being being absolutely immersed in the audience.
Not to get anybody that's listening that's never been to the Haze before excited, but this is probably one of the coolest small venues that I've ever seen a show in. I'm like, the more I talk about it, the more I think about it, the more I'm like just G-ing myself up for how I'm going to be to see you guys do this. Now, if you had to look at a moment or a song or something in the show that you think everyone can look forward to, what would be your moment to kind of sell to people to come and see the show? Do you have an idea off the top of your head, Blake? Was that?
Yes, I do. But it'll spoil. Okay. It'll spoil something. So mine's going to be a secret. And you, if you come up to me and you're like, "Was this the song?" I'll be like, "Yes." Okay. But I can't tell you what it is unless you see it.
Okay. All right. There you go. We're keeping secrets.
What song it is?
I'll tell you which one it is.
That's cheating. Almost, I think.
I think I don't even know what the question was anymore. what did you say?
A moment or a song that
a moment or a song
people can look forward to coming to see.
Oh, the whole thing.
Everything.
All the songs are great.
Yeah.
All the music's great. The talent in the show is outrageous, quite frankly.
It's actually rude.
Singing is, people are, they really did put together a very talented cast. You won't be disappointed.
And if you've fallen in love with the album, you are going to just, you don't even know what this is going to be like. Oh, yeah. Zara has done a phenomenal job with, music direction. And of course Reese casting everyone, like, it's just a very stellar group. We very quickly become family, and I'm obsessed with everyone. It's just like, oh, such a good group.
The excitement is buzzing. We've got secrets, we've got the whole show being amazing, an amazing group. That's gonna wrap us up. Nice, quick, short, sharp. Just like the season of this show is going to be at the Haze, just 4 weeks. So make sure you get your tickets. I'm pretty sure that it's limited availability for most nights at the start of things anyway at the moment. I struggled to find tickets at one point for certain shows. So we're running from this Friday, 17th of June. This is so exciting. I'm so proud of this. guys, make sure you go and see the show. This is 100%. The not going to want to miss it type of thing. Links for everything are going to be down below, easy access, so you guys can just click and run. Any final words as we wrap things up, guys? I think we've said most of everything, but
come and say hello. Yeah,
there we go. All right, guys, we are going to wrap it up there. Thank you again for joining us, Blake, Tegan. You guys are amazing.
Thanks for having us, Josh.
Thank you. And everyone, check out the description box for all your tickets, links, everything you're going to need, because I'm probably going to be there multiple times. So you'll probably see me, and you'll definitely see these two. So get your tickets. Let's go. We will see you next week with a brand new episode of the We Are Theatre podcast. Goodbye.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.